Hey, Matt, just looking at their game from Saturday, is maybe the way that that game unfolded with them controlling nearly 40 minutes of the clock, Foster touching the ball 40 times in total, is that kind of exemplary of how they can be most dangerous on offense when they can kind of grind it out, sort of control the line of scrimmage, and then get timely passing as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really I think that was a great example this past weekend of how they like to play football down there. Be physical, be aggressive, run the ball, control the clock, and really just do a good job of handling the game. You know, I think with the run game going the way they have it going, obviously it sets up the play-action pass game, whether it's the play-action downfield shots, the boot game that they have, or, you know, even, you know, you saw them try to get the screen game going a little bit too. But that complements their, you know, their deeper downfield throws along with their drop-back game. But I think the more they can go ahead and establish, you know, a solid running game, and obviously they've got the players to do it, and be physical and aggressive, I think that's where they want to go.
Hey, Matt, the last time you guys were preparing for the Texans, asked you about the challenge of preparing for such a well-balanced offense that was able to put so many points on the board, and you gave a number of different, you know, reasons for how difficult that was, and then you guys went out and had a really good game against them. What was the key in order to having the defensive performance that I'm sure you guys ideally wanted?
Well, I think it's like, you know, it's every week that if we can just get our guys to focus hard and prepare for exactly what we're going to see, and obviously then adapt to the way the game goes, you know, the better off we're going to be in those instances. So, you know, obviously it's just a great challenge for us again, because they are such a good offense. They are, you know, a balanced offense and one that can run the ball. And when that running game gets going, it obviously sets up a lot of other things that they can do. So I think it's really falls in the line of the same things, you know, kind of what I said last time. Obviously, they have, you know, great wide receiver and Andre Johnson and, you know, Walter are certainly very good, and their tight ends are phenomenal, you know, between Daniels and Graham and Casey, who's in there also. You know, I think they just really provide a lot of different weapons that they can use offensively that you have to be prepared to stop. So I think, you know, it's going to be another big challenge for us, and they proved, you know, again last week that they can control the game and run the ball and you know, really just do a good job of handling implementing.
If you have, how challenging is it to defend a boot when, I mean, because I think so many different things can happen, and it can happen sort of rarely or sporadically throughout a game. I mean, what are some keys that the defense needs to look for? And then how tough is it if they end up in one of those two-on-one situations?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously the boot game for them is a great complement to what they do in the running game. So it is an extremely hard play. You know, to recognize and defend, you know, hopefully through your preparation during the week, you get those tips and keys or any tendencies that you might see, along with, obviously just some awareness and play recognition, that'll help you be able to see the, you know, the design of the run versus the design of the boot. And hopefully we can pick those up and have a good handle on it.
Matt, I just wanted to ask you about, you just mentioned the tight ends previously, unlike in week, I guess, what was it, 13 or 14, they did not have Garrett Graham, who, although isn't a starter, seems to be a pivotal piece of their offense and played a role on Saturday. How important are the tight ends, and how much more dangerous do they become when they've got the full complement as opposed to just two of the guys out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, obviously they're going to put the healthiest bodies they have, you know, out in the field and be successful. I think, you know, with all the guys that they have when they're active for the game, they're going to use them in the most efficient ways possible. I would just say, you know, with those in particular three tight ends that they do have, and they do use all of them, you know, quite a lot, I think they have a, you know, real excellent package that they can kind of mix and match those guys, put them in different positions and create different matchup situations or just, you know, formation situations that they feel are advantageous to what they're trying to do for that particular game. So I definitely think, you know, those guys, those three players, along with their wide receivers, you know, their skill position, that they really do throw a, you know, a wrinkle into what, you know, what they're doing and what you're trying to do to defend it. So certainly does, you know, just adds another dimension to what they do.
Thank you, Matt.
Great. Yep, appreciate it. Thanks.